Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night right here on a Friday on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.Friday. It is a holiday Friday, but we don't break from tradition. We still go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves Matthew Ross, our NHL insider, but also a jack of all trades from TSN 690 in Montreal. And online, you can read his work over at deadhitsports.com. Matthew, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Happy Good Friday.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on still on the holiday. And let's start with this. I thought we were going to talk only Bruins Lightning when it came to NHL, but Scott Foster, this accountant playing for the Blackhawks, what the hell is this emergency goaltender rule?
Yeah, you know, the NHL put this in a couple of years ago where the home team has to have a guy up in the press box, you know, eating hot dogs, who has some sort of goaltending background to come in case either team has a situation like what happened last night in Chicago. Chicago against the Jets, Blackhawks out of the playoffs. Jets are still trying to, you know, get you know, the highest seed they can, and they are a Stanley Cup contender for sure. Blackhawks starting goaltender Anton Forsberg gets hurt in the warm-up, and the rookie Delia, who was just called up, gets the start. He plays pretty well, and then with about 14 and a half minutes left in the third period, he gets some sort of leg cramp. Painful, can't move, can't do anything, and all of a sudden, 36-year-old Scott Foster, playing in a you know, beer league, an accountant by day, you know, gets the call, and he hadn't played university hockey since about 06, I think it was. So quite a story. Seven saves he made, didn't allow anything, including a couple of shots from heavyweights like Dustin Byfuglien and Tyler Myers on the point for the Jets. So quite a story.
So how does this work? I know Scott Foster, these emergency goalies, they are not on the consistent payroll, but basically what? They'll say, yeah, sure, I'll do it, but in exchange I get a free ticket and some free food? That's basically what they're doing?
That's basically what happens. I think in this case they probably have a form ready to go that you sign your one-day contract, something to that effect, probably get a nominal fee as well, and that's it, basically. So, yeah, there's always somebody at every NHL arena, sitting there, you know, enjoying the moment. But apparently, the fun thing was apparently that his beer league guys, somebody caught wind of it at the arena, had it on in the TV in the background, and then everything stopped, and they all just watched him in the third period for a few minutes. So, and the best part was his after his press conference when somebody asked, "Well, did you see Joe Quenneville laughing as he went into the game?" And he said, "I'd be laughing too."
Do you know, you're in Montreal, do you know who the Canadiens' emergency goalie is? And don't they rotate? I mean, Scott Foster's not at all, you know, all 41 home games.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, somebody needs to do a story on that, these guys. I know last year, Carolina Hurricanes equipment manager had to come in and play goaltender for 7 seconds at the end of a game. But this isn't something that happens very often. It's, you know, maybe 3-4 times it's happened in the last 20, 30 years. But now the NHL has this rule where somebody is hanging around to do this. And, you know, obviously if the guy was any way, you know, decent, he'd be in a league playing somewhere. So you definitely need somebody who's retired or playing in a beer league or something to that effect.
Matthew Ross, TSN 690 in Montreal, also online. You can find his work, deadhitsports.com. The Bruins are in first place now. They beat the Lightning yesterday. And what was an intense game? It was a chippy game. We saw Tuukka Rask getting a goal, getting a fight. So all kinds of things last night. What'd you make of the Bruins and Lightning?
That's Bruins hockey. That's what the fans want to see. Goaltender getting in a fight? Are you kidding me? You know, I saw people going nuts online saying that this is now a team that's going to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, they are a contender. There's no question. And Charlie McAvoy, apparently today it's being reported, he's not quite ready to play, but almost there. And that's what the Bruins need. They need him to play maybe 1-2 games before the playoffs. He's a rookie. There's a lot of expectation on a small guy like that. But I've been saying it on your show. They need this guy back if they want to have a chance to go deep because they need that fast skating puck moving defenseman.
And are you worried about the Lightning? I mean, I think 3-5 now in their last eight. Their goaltender play has slipped a little bit since early part of the year. Their offense hasn't quite gelled since getting McDonough. Not that that's the reason for the not gelling, but this is a team that is struggling now.
You know, it's interesting. Some people say, well, they're just waiting for the playoffs. They're kind of bored. And that's one thought process. But you're right about the goaltender. Andrei Vasilevskiy was the favorite for the Vezina trophy, the goaltender trophy, for the last several months. And the last month or so, he has not played great. The backups have been so-so as well. So it is a concerning issue. They have so much depth. I think that they're always going to be able to score goals in a seven-game series. You know, you look at Stamkos and Kucherov are in the top five or top eight, what is, I think it is, in scoring, and even guys like Tyler Johnson, who's had 60 points in the NHL recently, playing on like a third line sometimes. So I think the scoring is there. It's just a matter of consistency. And, you know, John Cooper's a guy, the coach, that has been to a final. So I think he'll whip these guys into shape, but it is a little bit concerning now. But we've seen some teams just flip a switch. Remember Pekka Rinne last year with Nashville? I mean, he had an okay year, nothing great. And then he was spectacular as soon as the playoffs started. Nobody could really figure it out.
Matthew, let's move over to baseball here. Yesterday was opening day also, but prior to opening day, the two exhibition games in Montreal, and a pretty cool scene in the second of those two games, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. wearing his dad's number in a place where his dad played, in a place that he was born up in Quebec, hitting a walk-off homer. You were there. What was the moment like?
Yeah, the press box was interesting. You actually had people applauding in the press box because they couldn't believe what they had just seen. I mean, this was two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, a 0-0 game. Had he gone out, they probably would have ended the game in a tie. It's preseason, right? So that was only the third hit of the Jays on the day. It was a boring, boring game, but it was absolutely electric and chilling and, you know, spine-tingling when he put one out deep. And then you saw all the memes and GIFs and all that stuff online of side-by-side him and his dad both hitting a home run at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. He's a legit prospect. He's only 19 years old, and you know he'll start the year in Double A. He's down in Double A now, but you know the future's bright for a guy who you know might have had the signature moment for that franchise, Toronto. They're not going to be good this year, so that might be their high point all year.
Do Montreal fans forget that Vlad didn't pick to wear their hat in Cooperstown? All's forgotten and forgiven.
You know, it's a tricky situation. People are kind of sad about it. Some folks are actually legit angry, and he saw some stuff online, his Twitter account, which is certainly run by others. He doesn't speak great English still to this day. But that's something that bothered him, apparently. It's a minority, certainly, and nobody can begrudge a guy for wanting to go in with a franchise that's still active and where you'll have an alumni home and where you'll be the first ever Angel inducted. So the you know, endorsements and all that stuff, it just makes a lot of sense for him. His heart still is here. He's been here the last few years, not this year, but shed a few tears on the field a couple of times. So he does love Montreal.
Matthew Ross, TSN 690 in Montreal and online, deadhitsports.com. You're a Red Sox fan, and people here already upset, already angry. What was your take on the Red Sox bullpen last night?
Well, look, the bottom line is Chris Sale looked great, and that's number one. Xander Bogaerts had a tough year last year. He had three hits yesterday. So there are some positives. You know, Rafael Devers, I think, played yesterday, right, after having an injury in preseason.
He did, and he had a couple RBIs.
So there were some great signs there, and you know, JD Martinez is healthy, so I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. It obviously the bullpen's a concern when you do something like that. Kimbrel, I don't believe they said was available for the eighth inning, so you know, he'll ramp up, he'll be in the key situations. I'm not worried about it. You know, it's a division that Tampa's not going to be great. Baltimore's not going to be great. Blue Jays aren't going to be great. It'll be a two-headed monster all year. And, yes, the Yankees are great, but let's see what their pitching is like later in the year. I think Boston's pitching is going to come around, particularly when they get Pomeranz back.
Matthew, we appreciate the time, man. Happy holidays. Have a great weekend. And I believe it was your birthday this week, so happy birthday also.
Jeez. Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. Yes, 40 years young.
Any big plans on the 40th, or is that one where you hide in the corner?
You know what? I went and played some ball hockey locally, like a good Canadian.
There you go. Happy birthday, Matthew Ross. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.